This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In the almost 1 month since Russia invaded Ukraine, hundreds of multinational companies have said they are getting out of Russia, either suspending operations or leaving altogether. The going has been noticeably slower in the pharmaceutical industry, though. They say they offer life-saving medications to the Russian people, and humanitarian concerns have to take some degree of priority. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that one.
Big pharmaceutical companies do a lot in Russia, from manufacturing to running clinical trials to drug sales. And after the invasion, they're in various stages of reconsidering their commitments to the country. But their exit calculus is more complex than for, say, McDonald's or Coca-Cola. Veet Henisch is the director of Wharton's Political Risk Lab.
They're kind of going down the line of their products and saying which ones are essential for human life and which ones are not, and making some choices there.
Henisch says companies have pulled some non-life-saving products like Cialis and Botox. Eli Lilly says it's refocusing its operations on helping people with cancer and diabetes. Lilly and Pfizer both say they're donating profits from Russia to humanitarian efforts, and Novartis has suspended marketing there but is continuing to manufacture at a facility in St. Petersburg. Some critics say the pharma industry should be pulling out of Russia entirely. Bioethicist Arthur Kaplan is with the NYU Grossman School of Medicine.
Remember, it's not a war, it's an invasion. It is basically a giant country bullying another one and saying, we're taking you over. And we're going to use civilian terrorism to do it.
The debate within the pharmaceutical industry has gone public, with leaders of some small and mid-sized companies circulating a letter urging economic disengagement with limits. One of the co-authors is Paul Hastings, CEO of Nkarta Therapeutics.
We're in the business of healthcare, right? We're in the business of helping and curing patients. And we have to make sure that if we're providing medicine, it gets to the patient.
He says Putin should be punished, but healthcare consumers in Russia shouldn't suffer as a result. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.